We're actually about a Megillah Amud Beis, in the middle of the first Rapia. The next main sugya really is on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, the sugya of Heilach. But we're going to finish off this last Amud of the first Rapia. You have to remember the first Rapia. Rapia said two things. Rapia said that Eidim who say Eidim on a mikzas on a chayv shvua, Eidim that say someone has to pay $100 and there's a fee of $200, that's a chayv shvua. And the second thing he said, Tana Tuna, that's our Mishnah, which is a very big chiddush, that the shvua of our Mishnah is a shvua. Where one person says kulishli, the other one says kulishli, that's a shvua d'iraisa of Hadas Eidim b'mikzas. Those are the two things that Rav Chiya said. So first, the Gemara deals with the first part of Rav Chiya, where he said that Eidim ha-mechayev shvua through a kal v'chaymer. The Gemara, when we last left the Gemara, didn't have klar what the kal v'chaymer is. So the Gemara here tries again. Ela'as yemei eid echad. Now here you have to have cup to this kal v'chaymer. I'm going to learn a kal v'chaymer from eid echad. Ma'adach eid echad she'im mechayv imam. Mechayv shvua. Ma'adach eid echad. She'im mechayv imam. Eid echad can be mechayv someone imam. And it could be mechayv shvua. Eidim she'mechayv nois imam. In addition she'mechayv nois shvua. So eidim are much stronger. They could be mechayv imam. So certainly they can be mechayev and mishvua. This is the Gemara's attempt to make a kal v'chaymer. Now this kal v'chaymer is a major problem. The Gemara asks a pirach on it, which we'll see in a second. But it's more than that. The kal v'chaymer, what's a pirach? If you have a kal v'chaymer, that makes sense. So you have a pirach, you say there's a reason why it's not a raya. If sometimes you have a kal v'chaymer where the kal v'chaymer itself really doesn't make sense in the first place. Just to give you an example, let's say I'll tell you that there's a weaker person could pick up a 50 pound weight. And a stronger person could pick up a 100 pound weight, certainly could pick up a 50 pound weight. So that makes sense. That's a kal v'chaymer. They try, if the weaker person can't pick up a 100 pound thing, and the stronger person can pick up the 100 pound thing, so then you have a different thing, which is 50 pounds, the weaker person can pick it up. Certainly the stronger person can pick it up. It's very simple. But let's say I'll tell you that I have here, a 100 pound weight, the weaker person can't pick up the 100 pound weight. And the 100 pound weight, the stronger person could pick up. So then, it's a kal v'chaymer that the weaker person knows how to sing, so certainly a stronger person knows how to sing. I'll tell you, it's a kal v'chaymer. So you'll tell me, what does singing have to do? Oh, it's a pircha. You have a pircha and a kal v'chaymer. What does singing have to do with being strong? So everybody will laugh at it. It doesn't make any sense. The kal v'chaymer in the first place is not a kal v'chaymer. What does singing have to do with being strong? Right? You know, we all understand. Certain things are just not a kal v'chaymer in the first place. The Pnei Yeshua Tain is on this kal v'chaymer. That's not a kal v'chaymer in the first place. The Gemara says that an Eid Echad is b'chayev v'shvua. What's the case? Eid Echad says you owe somebody $100. You have to swear to contradict the Eid Echad. So now, by two Eidim, if two Eidim say you owe $100, what's it do? If two Eidim say you owe $100, you have to pay. Right? That would be a similar case. Eid Echad says you have to pay $100. You swear. Two Eidim say you have to pay. Gemara tried to learn out to a case where two Eidim say you owe 50, so you pay those 50, And you have to swear on the other 50, which the Edom are not talking about. Right? That's Rechiah's case. Someone says, you owe me $100. And two Edom are made on 50. So from this Kavah Chaimah, we're trying to learn out, think about it, we're trying to learn out that by Eid Echad, you have to swear to contradict the Eid Echad. So two Edom are stronger. So there you have to swear on what the two Edom did not say Edus about. That doesn't make sense. Two Edom are stronger, you could say, the Madach one Eid is weaker. You have to swear against the Eid. So two Edom are stronger, yet you would have to swear against the Eid. Or you even have to pay if the Edom say. But we try to learn from the Kavah Chaimah that when the two Edom say Edus on half, you have to swear on the other half. On the other half, which they're not saying Edus on. That's not a Kavah Chaimah. That's like going from being strong to something that has nothing to do with being strong. Right? What's the case? We're trying to learn out. Two Edom say you owe 50, so you have to swear on the other 50 that the Teveah was Teveah. Well, what does that have to do with a Kavah Chaimah from Eid Echad? The words just make no sense.
Isn't
that where a Kavah Chaimah came? So the Gemara Taka slugs it up with this thing. So the Gemara says, Mala Eid Echad, Shekena Mashu Meiru Nishba, Taima Be'edim Shamasha Kaifu Nishba. So the Gemara Taka says what I just said. But Zotif and Yeshua, the Gemara makes it sound like it's a sensible Kavah Chaimah. They have a Pircha. The Pirchi is Mala Eid Echad Shekena Mashu Meiru Nishba, Taima Be'edim Shamasha Kaifu Nishba. And Yeshua Tanya, it's worse than that. It's not a Kavah Chaimah B'chamal. Kavah Chaimah doesn't make sense in the first place. It's not, you're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing being strong and singing. You're comparing two things. You're comparing a shvua against the Eid Echad, where you're swearing to contradict the Eid Echad. To Reb Chiya's case, the shvua has nothing to do with what the Eidim said. The Eidim said, you owe 50. You tried to mechayiv your shvua on the other 50. What's one thing have to do with the other? The whole thing doesn't start. There's no ascholah to the whole Kavah Chaimah in the first place. This issue is time. What he's saying is that the Gemara makes it sound like we have a sensible Kavah Chaimah and now we have a Pircha. The issue says it's just not a sensible Kavah Chaimah in the first place. The Kavah Chaimah in the first place doesn't seem to shtim. It doesn't seem to make sense. What kind of Kavah Chaimah? Making a Kavah Chaimah from one thing to another thing which has nothing to do with it. You follow? It's one thing to mechayev shvua when you're contradicting the Eid Echad. Reb Chiya Kamaisa wasn't going on what you're contradicting. It's going on a totally different thing. It's going on other money that you didn't contradict the Eid. Yeah.
So the whole point of the Kavah Chaimah is to say that the Eidim, they're more of a chayah. Then when them on your high, you see that mama and then high, then they definitely not.
Right.
So you want to apply that same thing that they
have
to Mikhail and Shua. It's
not exactly Shua on what the Eidim are not talking about.
But he's saying that they have more of a kayak than
they have. They have more of a kayak when the other person is contradicting them, they have a kayak to override the person who's contradicting them. And Madach and Eid Echad, when someone contradicts him, has power. So two Eidim, when someone contradicts him, has power. Makes sense. But that's not what Reb Chiya was talking about. Reb Chiya said that two Edom have power that even when someone's not contradicting them, now as they say the person owes 50, and the whole tzitzis now is on the other $50, they have mechayev shvua on the other 50. So how can you prove that? Because Edom are strong, therefore they have mechayev shvua on the other 50. It's like saying, if someone's strong, they could sing, or someone's strong, why is one there to the other? But only on what they say, not on what they don't say. The neman on what they're saying. You want to make them neman on what they're not saying? That makes sense.
Isn't the problem that the person who got up and said the Kavah Chaimah, he meant to deal with Shua. The Gemara misunderstood and thought it was talking about a regular Shua. So he asked this miracle, which is, he's saying, it's not a miracle, it's not a Kavah Chaimah. And then Rabbi just clarifies, no, we're talking about the Shua. And then you become to that confusion of whether that's
all right, let's see if that's right. Let's see if that's true. All right, so you're suggesting that Kavah Chaimah, the way we understood it, Taka, makes no sense. And when it says Olam Rav Papa, Rav Papa is saying what he meant in the first place. which would be, if that's pshat, it would be good. So we'll see. The Pnei Shul talks about how the Gemara runs it, if fears ice. But this tikkun, you have to understand right away what I'm talking about. You have to have that the kavachaymer here is, it's just not a normal kavachaymer, because you're comparing two different things. You're comparing a contradiction to an eid echad to a case of a priya kamaisa, which is not this similar case. So let's see the next line in the Gemara. El amar papa asim begilgul shvua deid echad. You learn it out from Gilgul Shvua Deir Echad. And you say the Kavachayim like this. Ma'ala Gilgul Shvua Deir Echad. Shkei Shvua Gereris Shvua. By Gilgul Shvua Deir Echad, Yitaka swear on what he wasn't talking about. Shkei Shvua Gereris Shvua. So you all know what Gilgul Shvua is. Right? Deir Echad says Edis on $100. And you're like, I'll go on a different $100 or a different Tviya. Oh, so there it makes sense. Time of Edim. So the Gemara was to say Rav Gilgul Shvua Echad, that just like an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv a Gilgul Shvua on what they didn't swear, the same thing Rav Chiya Kamaisa two Eid could be Mechayiv on something else. On this the Gemara has a Pirch Rav Gilgul Shvua Eid Echad, you can't compare it. Shekeit Shvua Gerer Shvua, it's not the Eid that's Mechayiv the Shvua, it's one Shvua which slaps along another Shvua. Tayyib be'edim, the mama kamachayvi. You can't compare it to Edim. So Gemara is a pircha on Gilgul Shvua. And the Gemara answers Pivya Chiyach. And now we're going to get to the next Gemara. What does Pivya Chiyach mean? So you had many times in Shas, when you learn how to Kavachaymer, from two places. You have a pircha on the other one will be Mechiyach. You have a pircha on the second, the first one will be Mechiyach, and that's good. Now, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, the rest of the Yamid, we're going to learn out of two places, Piv and Eid Echad. Are we learning it out of Piv plus Eid Echad of Gilgul Shvua? Or are we learning it out of Piv plus the original Kavachayna of Eid Echad? How do you understand the Gemara?
Eid Echad and Gilgul Shvua.
You learn it from Piv and Gilgul Shvua, Eid Echad? Or Piv and the original Eid Echad? According to the Maskana. So you learn, and obviously you understood, that now we're learning it out of Piv and Gilgul Shvua of Eid Echad. Those are the two places we're learning. Is that the way I understood the Gemara?
Has any relevance in what the Maskana is? Because either which way, we have in Eid Echad there are two Shvuas. The Gemara one is talking about exclusively Eid Echad. So there are puppet tells us it's obviously talking about a Gilgul Shvua, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Now we have a Sana Shaka coming on. So now it could be talking about the other Shua Eid Echad. We don't have to specifically talk about one instance of Shua.
Let me theorize, and then we'll argue. What I'm saying here, to make it clear, we have three things. We have Piv is Mechayev by Maida B'Mikzas. We have Eid Echad, a regular case of Eid Echad, and we have Gilgul Shvua. The Gemara in the end is saying we're learning it out of a combination of two places, Piv plus Eid Echad. Pnei Yeshua says that in the Maskana you have to learn that we're learning it out of Piv plus the Gilgul Shvua of Eid Echad. Why? Because Pnei Yeshua says the original Kavachayim really made no sense, which is Pnei Yeshua's whole kasha. That the original Kavachayim just didn't make sense. It's not a Kavachayim that shtims. So must be in the Maskana that we learn it out of Piv plus the Gilgul Shvua of Eid Echad. This is how the Pnei Yeshua learns up the Gemara. Others, and we're going to see in Mishainim, learn, no, according to the Maskana, we're learning it out of Piv and a regular case of Eid Echad. We're learning, what do I have the Gilgul Shvua for? Now I can learn out of a Mamatzin, where I learn it from Piv and a regular case of Eid Echad. And in the Maskana, I learned out of those two places. The Rishash learns that way Beferish. He says the Sugi is Mukhaf, not like the Pnei Yeshua. That now we're learning it out of regulate Echad plus Piv. That's how the Rishash learns the Gemara, not like the Pnei Yeshua. The problem is that like the Rishash, you have to answer up to Pnei Yeshua's original kasha. So again, we have two ways to learn the Maskonis HaGemara then. We're learning out of two places. Pnei Yeshua learns a Piv and Gilgul Shvua Veid Echad. The Rishash learns a learning out of Piv and a regular Shvua Veid Echad. So in fact, the Pnei Yeshua, the way the Rishash learns, that the original Kavach Haiman didn't make sense. The original Kavach Haiman is comparing two things that are not similar. So in the Birchas Avraham, he says a very nice pshat. Based on a Tosfos on Daled Amud Aleph, Hatzara Shava. What Tosfos do with the Gemara, I'm not going to get into. Tosfos says an interesting idea. We said many times that the Torah, Minat Torah, there are only, how many Shavuos Minat Torah? Three cases of Shavuot. They say, Echad, Moedav Mitzvah, Shavuos Hashem. Now you can learn, it's Gezeres HaKasav. You can learn that way. Why Dafka these cases you swear? Gezeres HaKasav these cases you swear. Not Dafka. Tosfos learns, and Tosfos Hatzara Shavuot, Tosfos learns, Tosfos talks about two of them, Moedav Mitzvah and Eid Echad. The reason you swear is because there's something suspicious about you. It's a svara. Tosfos calls it Nirakim Mishaker. There's something suspicious. You say something and Eid Echad contradicts you. It's true, Eid Echad is not believed, like two Eidim. But there's something suspicious about you. Moedav Mitzvah also, Tosfos learns, there's something suspicious. There's something going on. Someone said, hey, you 100, you might have 50. That itself lends to some suspicion. You might have that you had a deal with him. You're just arguing over the number. It's a nearer the mishaker. It's a suspicion that you're mishaker. Taisi's side is that the fiume shvua of the Torah, Shomrim will have to see, but the regular chi, these two, there's a reason why you swear, because there's something suspicious going on. That's the Birchas Avraham, the answer to Yeshua's kasha, that we could learn the original Kal V'chaimer in this way. The Kal V'chaimer is Madoch, when there's an Eid Echad who creates a suspicion against you. The Torah is Mechayev Shvua. When two Eidim create a suspicion, Zicha, there should be a Chayev Shvua. How are the two Eidim creating a suspicion? What does it mean, two Eidim create a suspicion? Because we said that Moida B'mitzas means Nirak Mishaker. When you're Moida in part of a Tfiyah, the Torah says that's Nirak Mishaker. There's something suspicious about what you're saying. Zot Reb Chia, when two Eidim, if you say, someone says you owe $100, you say you're Potter. Two Eidim say you owe 50. So on the 50 they're talking about, of course you pay, that's partial. But on the other 50, the two Eidim created a suspicion against you. They created a Nirakim Mishaker. So the Kal V'chaimer is, Madoch in Eid Echad could create a Nirakim Mishaker against you, and you have to swear. So two Eidim Sicher, if they create a Nirakim Mishaker, certainly you have to swear. Now the Kal V'chaimer is consistent. Now it's like a normal Kal V'chaimer in Shai. It's a regular Kal V'chaimer that hereby Eid Echad created a suspicion against you. You have to swear. Two Eidim created a suspicion against you. You should have to swear. So now that's a normal Kal V'chaimer. So Gemara asks a pircha. The pircha is a pircha. Like in, you have a Kal V'chaimer, you have a pircha. Then maybe it's no raya. Eid Echad amasha meiru nishba. It's not exactly the same. So the Gemara says Pidyachiyach. So the Gemara will have a Hefacha, like every time you have a Kal V'chaimer and you have a Pirchis, you prove it from somewhere else and you go back and forth. But what the Birchas Avraham is doing is he's making it a Kal V'chaimer that the words at least make sense. You're comparing not different things but similar things. Eid Echad creates a suspicion. So if two Eidim create a suspicion, that's also a reason to be Mechayev Yeshua. This is how the Birchas Avraham learns up the Gemara to answer. He doesn't bring the Pnei Yeshua, but he's coming to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha.
What would he be saying? dissuade him from weighing the whole hundred? How do they know that that statement is more?
So the Teveya was Teveya, let's say 200. And they didn't say he's got 100. So on the second 100, that creates a Nirukah Meshaker. Because since the Torah was legalitas by Maidim and Nitzas, that when you might have part of a Tviya, that creates a suspicion. So if Adim say, oh, part of it, that also creates a suspicion on the second half. So this is how the Rishash would learn up the Gemara. They sure it doesn't learn that way.
Until now, we were Kashan, Ken, and Havadah, we're taking the Nehemonis of 2-8, living against the Nehemonis of an 8-8. And I understand that, that why the 2-8 are Kalmor, so that is the Bummel. And whereas the 8-8 is power, so that is the Bummel. But now, we said, forget about what the actual obligations that they could make on you did. We're only now dealing with what level of Kashash do we put on you.
What level of non-mammon, chiyuv mammon, to aid the mechayev mammon? We're not even talking about that. What they create outside of the chiyuv mammon?
Right, but here, one case,
in the eight
element, we have a certain
shash
because you're being going against it.
Right.
And by two
ways,
we have one.
Yeah, shash is the creating a mitzvah, similar to
mitzvah. But because the fact is that it's not, they're talking about one thing,
we're
talking about something else. And so
but they're both, Tysus learns that both shvuas, even though one is against the neidach and one is a might of a mitzvah, both shvuas come for the same reason. There's a reason called nirad mishaker. And that is why Nirad Mishaker and English I recall was suspicious of you. Create suspicion. They're equal. They're totally, might make them say that they're totally equal. They work differently, but they're totally equal. They're both a suspicion that the
terrorists. There is a suspicion, but we just say that the suspicions are equal. We have to now say that the two agents are guaranteed to have a level of suspicion equal.
So you could ask that. You could see this. So that's a pircha and a kabbalah. You could say this is less and that's more. But it's apples and apples. It's not. You're not comparing being strong to singing. You're comparing creating a suspicion to creating suspicion. Now you could say this creates a bigger suspicion, a smaller suspicion. That's fine. It's every kal v'chaimer and every pircha. You say this one's v'chaimer, this one's v'chal. No, this one's v'chaimer, that one's v'chal. But at least you're talking about the same thing. You're talking about creating a suspicion, which is v'chaim v'shvur.
It was the original showing that the eight, that two eight are more v'chaimer from v'chaimer. How
is
it showing me that their suspicion is more
chamor
than an
8-F of
suspicion?
That's the Gemara's pircha. You're trying to say the suspicion of an 8-F is kal, and the suspicion of a 2-8 is chamor. I'm telling you, this is not kal and this is not chamor. That's kal and this is chamor. That's every pircha.
So the Gemara said, how do I know 2-8 are chamor? Because of mammon. That just tells me that
they're
not
that. That they're more of an amonis. So they should be able to create a suspicion. The point is this. The point is, for a kavachaymer to be a kavachaymer, it has to aim at the same thing. You can't make a kavachaymer, madach, I'm strong, zikr, I could sing. Because they're aiming at two different things. So, before the Birchas Avraham, you're saying, madach, you have to swear to contradict the Neid Echad. So zicha, you have to swear on the thing that the two of them are not talking about. And one thing has nothing to do with the other. Once you take the Birchas Avraham, who takes Tosfos, and you say, no, it's not two different things, it's one thing. It's mamish one thing. It's one thing. Are they strong enough to create a suspicion? Neid Echad creates a suspicion. So maybe you have to swear. By the Bimitzas creates a suspicion. Maybe you have to swear. Now you can ask me, but the mitzvah say it's not the same. But Tosfos says they work the same way. So you're saying the same thing with two Eidim created a suspicion. Because you have.
How does that chamor of two Eidim that's a chiyuv mammon tell me about suspicion?
That's the Gemara's pircha, but the kavachaymer itself makes sense. Gemara's pircha is that amashe meyid that is stronger. This is the stronger than that. I don't see the problem. You see, a kavachaymer is only a kavachaymer if it's on the same level. If it's only two things on one level, it's a kavachaymer. If it's on two levels, it's not a kavachaymer. If it's on one level, the question is which is more: this one's kal or this one's kal. So that's pircha. Every time you have a kal chaim, you ask a pircha. You think this is kal? No, the other one's kal. You think this is kal or the other one's kal? So you could argue with me about it. But you know, because you're going, a kal chaim has two steps. We're showing this is kal and this is chamor. And therefore, we have a result. Yeshua says that A Kal V'Chaymer is a Kal V'Chaymer if the results match. Now, if the thing you're bringing, showing this account is a chomer don't match, that's what that we call a pirch. But the results have to match. You can't make a Kal V'Chaymer. The madach, one thing is strong, so zikha, the other thing is colorful. The results have to match for it to be a Kal V'Chaymer. You're asking, is this Kal, this is chomer? That's every Kal V'Chaymer you have pirches. But the results have to match. You can't, it makes no sense to make a Kal V'Chaymer when the results don't match, which is the issue is time.
Why would you say that the Kal V'Chaymer is that madach, or
you know that they're saying is MS, and that makes a, which is also known as MS, but we don't need PIV, PIV Tetris says it's Chaimai to make sense, we need Aiden.
No,
That's the Gemara's kasha. Anytime you ask a kasha that that's not chomer and that's not kal, that's a pircha. That's fair. But the Peshu's time was it's not a kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer is only kal v'chaymer is if the results are even. That just like this has this result, that has this result. You can't say that this has this result, so this one has a totally different result. The results have to be the same. That the purpose of what I'm doing is making the results the same. Anything that has to do with Kal V'Chaymer is you really have to work out on your own with your chavrusas. It's something you can argue back and forth about. But you work it out, you'll see that without the Berachos Avraham, the Yeshua's time is a very strong time. If you look at it the way he looks at it, then it helps for it. Alright, so Gemara says, Pidyei Chiyach, we're going to do tomorrow, hopefully. I'd like to do as much as I can on the Amid. The top Taisvis with a Zama, important Taisis. Make sure you understand the Taisis for tomorrow. And on Gilgul Shavuot, there's a rush. It's a very short rush. It's interesting that the Hilchas Gilgul Shavuot, the rush has to come onto this Gemara to tell us how Gilgul Shavuot works. But there's a short rush on Gilgul Shavuot, and there's Ar Sameach on the rush, and Hilchas Tayvinit and Perek Aleph. Ar Sameach shows. I called it a rush. The Sameach calls it Muki Yosef. The rush and Muki Yosef are the same thing on Agamara. And the Sameach shows that the Rambam disagrees. There's some Perek Aleph of Hilchas Tayvinit. And Mitzvah Shem will get to that tomorrow.